This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Jammu and Kashmir has given a befitting reply to India's enemies as the Union Territory registered a record voter turnout in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. She said that decades-long records of voting have been broken in J&K. In her address to the joint sitting of Parliament, the President said for the past four decades, Kashmir witnessed low voting amid shutdowns and strikes, and the country's enemies propagated it as the opinion of Kashmir on international forums. But this time, Kashmir Valley has given a befitting reply to all such forces. She said people are aware that only this government can fulfill their aspirations. The President said the new government is going to present its first general budget in the coming Parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision and reforms will be fast-tracked. In her address, the President said in 10 years the country has risen from the 11th position to become the 5th largest economy. She said India achieved this feat despite a pandemic and conflicts in different parts of the world. She also said her government is working to make India the 3rd largest economy in the world. President Murmu added that phase-wise repealing of AFSPA is underway in areas with unrest after making rapid progress in the region. Touching upon paper leaks, the President said the government is committed to punish the guilty and probe the matter. She added that the government has also passed a law to check the incidents of irregularities in examinations. Following the address, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. Niti Aayog member Dr. V.K. Paul today inaugurated the National Consultation on Legal Environment Assessment for One Health activities in India in the presence of Health and Family Welfare Ministry Secretary Apurva Chandra in New Delhi. The two-day workshop aims to discuss several issues including assessing the current legal framework on identifying strengths, gaps and overlaps in the existing laws and regulations that impact One Health activities. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late night at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in Delhi, following some old age-related complications. AIIMS officials said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department. Delhi Water Minister Atishi, who was undergoing treatment at LNJP Hospital, has been discharged today. She was admitted to the hospital after her blood sugar level dropped on Monday during a hunger strike. She was on hunger strike since the 21st of this month over the demand for more water from Haryana. She had suspended the hunger strike following her hospitalization. Various parts of the national capital today received light to moderate rainfall this morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. The minimum temperature was recorded at 28.6 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature remained at 39 degrees Celsius. IMD has forecast mainly cloudy sky and light rainfall in Delhi today. Head coach of the Sri Lankan cricket team, Chris Silverwood, has stepped down today from the role following the team's dismal outing in the ongoing Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. In a statement, Silverwood said he wants to spend quality time with his family and loved ones after his hectic job as the coach. Kenya's President William Ruto has said the finance bill that sparked nationwide deadly protests would be withdrawn. So far, at least 22 people have been killed and dozens more injured as the nationwide protests against the highly unpopular tax hike intensified. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan resolution in support of democracy and human rights in Pakistan's general elections and called for a thorough and independent investigation. The resolution, titled Expressing Support for Democracy and Human Rights in Pakistan, emphasized the importance of free and fair elections into any claims of irregularities in the 2024 general elections. Meanwhile, reacting to the resolution, Pakistan's defense minister criticized the resolution and said it stems from an incomplete understanding of the political situation and electoral process in Pakistan. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India will lock horns with the defending champions England in Guyana in the second semi-final this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Team India has been in great form throughout the tournament as they have not lost even a single match yet. And with that, we end this news bulletin.